friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. So, have you seen either of the movies, Captain America or The Fantastic Four? If so, you'll be very excited to know that today's lesson is all about the famous superstar Chris Evans. Everyone loves learning about superheroes, right? And I'm sure that you all are no exception. So here are a couple of questions I want you to think about as we talk about this superhero. First, what is Evans' most famous movie? Next question is, who convinced Evans to pursue acting? And where did Evans begin taking classes? Friends, I know that you have your magazines, but make sure they're open to today's lesson. And let's begin.
Captain America's Chris Evans. This famous star is super in more ways than one. Most people would agree that Chris Evans has the face of a superhero, but he also has the heart of one. Today, Evans is best known for his role as Captain America, but his early years were spent as an average little boy. He was born in 1981 in Boston, Massachusetts. His father is a dentist, and his mother is the artistic director at a theater. Evans has two sisters and one younger brother. His older sister, Carly, was the one who convinced Evans to pursue acting.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 superhero 这个名词。Superhero 就是指漫画或电影中具有超能力的超级英雄。例如 Superman is one of the classic superheroes who's always a gentleman. 超人是经典的超级英雄之一，总是文质彬彬。或者是 Josh insists on wearing superhero costumes to preschool. Josh 坚持要穿超级英雄的衣服去幼儿园上课。继续我们看的是 pursue 这个动词。Pursue 是指寻求或追求。如果 pursue 的后面加上某一种专业，就表示要往某个行业发展。例如 ,Alina decided to pursue medicine because she wants to serve people who are ill. Alina 决定要往医学界发展，因为她想帮助生病的人。或者是 Rachel's desire to pursue dancing drove her to quit her job and become a professional dancer. Rachel 想要跳舞的渴望让她辞掉了工作，成为一位专业舞者。
So Gabe, do you like superhero movies?
I certainly do, Rebecca, and I like Captain America. Well, you know what? I actually like him in different movies. You know that he was also in the Avengers. Did you see the Avengers?
Oh, Gabe, talking about the Avengers, I did, but I was really tired. I was jet lagged, and so...I actually didn't enjoy it that much.
Oh my goodness, Rebecca, you need to see it again because Chris Evans and the other actors did an amazing job in those movies. Well, friends, we are learning about Captain America's Chris Evans, so we're learning about the actor behind this superhero.
And we see right here in our lesson, this famous super, or this famous star, is super in more ways than one.And this is a very super phrase that we want to talk about. More ways than one. That means that he is super, not in just one way, more than one way.
And usually we use this phrase when we're trying to make a play on words of some kind. So Chris Evans played Captain America, who is a superhero, but Chris Evans is super in other ways. Now, how else might I use this phrase? For example, I think skiing is fun. It's a cool sport. It's cool in more ways than one because it's cool. It's fun to play. It's fun to do, I mean. But it's also something that you do in the winter when it's really cold.
Gabe, have you been skiing?
Yes, I have been skiing. Do you like skiing?
You know,
it's cool in more ways than one.
It's cool in more ways than one. The last time I went skiing, I was 7 years old. So I think it's time for me to go skiing again. Anyway, starting with our lesson, we read most people would agree that Chris Evans has the face of a superhero. Okay, I would agree. But he also has the heart of one. So he doesn't just look like a superhero. He has a heart of a superhero.
Hey, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does have the face of a superhero. Friends, of course, if you have your magazine, you're holding Captain America in your hands as we speak. And he's got the heart of a superhero, as we will find out. Now, we read, today Evans is best known for his role as Captain America, but his early years were spent as an average little boy.
Average little boy. He was born in 1981 in Boston, Massachusetts. His father is a dentist, and his mother is the artistic director at a theater. Hmm. Sounds like an average life.
Is that why he has such nice-looking teeth? They're very straight. Probably because his dad's a dentist, right?
Yeah, you know, I wonder if he went to see his dad at the dentist. You know, when he went to get his, you know, teeth cleaned?
Yeah, he probably wasn't too scared of his dentist.
Maybe not.
Well, moving on here about Christopher Evans, Chris Evans, we see Evans has two sisters and one younger brother. His older sister, Carly, was the one who convinced Evans to pursue acting. So she convinced him to do this. This means that you are telling someone they should do something. You're using their words to get them to think, yeah, I should do something.
I think it's very difficult to convince my friend Alicia to come visit me here in Asia because the tickets are so expensive. I've tried, and it's not working.
Yes, it can be difficult to convince people to do something when it involves a lot of money. Well, friends, think of other ways to use that phrase. Now, she convinced Evans to pursue acting, and I guess we're going to learn about how he landed acting jobs later in our lesson, right?
We are, but right now, the guys in the InfoCloud would like to talk about this word land, so let's go there now.
When an airplane, hot air balloon, or kite descends from the sky and comes down to earth, we say that it has landed. Land is used as a verb.
If you catch a fish when you go fishing and bring the fish onto land or into your boat, you can also say you landed a fish. In this usage, the fish is like a trophy you've obtained.
So by extension, land can also be used informally to mean win or obtain. Here are some examples. Andy finally landed a job after being out of work for a year.
After the actor got plastic surgery, he began landing more roles on TV.
To prevent layoffs, the company is looking to land a big government contract.
Jennifer finally landed a man after being single for 50 years.
Good for her. 我们知道 land 是陆地，那是名词的用法。land 也可以当动词用。The plane landed， 飞机着陆降落了。我们去钓鱼也希望能够 land a fish， 将鱼带到陆地上。land 在这里是捕获的意思，所以呢 land 也可以延伸表示获得。比如说 Andy landed a job after being out of work for a year， 失业了一年以后 ，Andy 总算 land 得到一份工作。或是 Jennifer landed a man after being single for 50 years. 过了50年的单身生活后 ,Jennifer 捕获到一个老公。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Hey, Gabe, what have you been doing recently, my friend?
Besides playing drums, actually, I saw a really inspiring movie. Yeah. About a superhero.
Oh, superhero movies. I love superhero movies. Which one did you watch?
Well, it's been out for a while. You could rent it on DVD. Captain America?
Yeah, with Chris Evans.
Exactly.
I love that guy.
He's a superhero in that movie. He's amazing.
Superhero.
What?
Superheroes. Who are your superheroes?
Whoa, hold on a second, Ben. That's a good question. Who are your superheroes? Is it Batman or Spider-Man or Superman?
Oh, I got one.
Yeah, Ben.
Yeah, my parents.
Huh?
Yeah, because my parents, they help me in times of need. They give me hope, just like a superhero.
Wait a minute, you're right.
Yeah.
That's a whole new idea of superhero. It could be someone in real life. Ben, let's sing about your parents.
Okay. Superhero. Superhero, my parents are my superheroes. Yeah. So, Gabe, who are your superheroes?
You know, since you mentioned your parents, that makes me think there are so many people around the world. Maybe they're not famous, but they're doing something to help people in need. They are my superheroes.
That's great. So you guys are our superheroes.
Yeah, you. You could be a superhero.
One, two, ready. Superheroes. Superheroes, you are my superheroes.
One more time.
Superheroes, superheroes, you are my superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's all the time we have for today's Sing It Out.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're talking about Chris Evans. How many of you love learning about superheroes? Oh, great. It looks like there are a lot of you. Well, we've already learned that Chris Evans is a superhero. He is a star in more, or he's a superstar in more ways than just one. And we've also learned that it was his sister Carly who convinced him to pursue acting. Well, we still have more to learn about Chris Evans, so let's begin our next reading.
Captain America's Chris Evans. Taking her advice, he moved to New York after high school. There he began classes at the Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute. Soon Evans signed with an agent and began landing parts on TV. Movie roles weren't far behind and brought him a small degree of recognition. Then the Fantastic Four films brought Evans a whole new level of celebrity. And when he was chosen to play Captain America, Evans shot to international fame.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 agent 这个名词。agent 是指代办人或经纪人。例如 ,I asked my travel agent to book my flight to Los Angeles. 我请我的旅行社代办人帮我订去洛杉矶的机票。或者是 ,the pop singer's agent is very tough and protective. 这位流行歌手的经纪人很强硬又非常会保护自己的艺人。和它相关的另外一个名词是 agency, A-G-E-N-C-Y, 意思是代理商或者是经纪公司。例如 ,The Entertainment Agency represents over 100 actors and singers. 这家经纪公司旗下有超过100位的演员与歌手。最后我们看的是 recognition, 这个不可数名词 ,C-O-G-N-I, 这个字根有知道的意思。所以 recognition 是指认同、认可或者是赏识。例如 ,after years of struggle, the actor finally got some recognition for his role in the play. 经过多年的挣扎,这出戏的角色终于让这位演员得到某些的认可。或者是 ,Ted received a great bonus in recognition of his outstanding performance. 为了表扬他卓越的工作表现 ，Ted 收到了非常丰厚的红利。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, well, we learned earlier that Evans's sister convinced him to pursue acting. All right, so he went after this acting career. And we read here, taking her advice, he moved to New York.After high school, there he began classes at the Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute.
Hold on for just a moment,
yes,
Gabe.
Yes, Rebecca.
Just a moment. There's a word that I am thinking of, and it means when you move from one place to another place. It could be, yeah, an individual person or a company. Do,
Rebecca,
you know what the word is?
Yes, of course.
Okay, what is it?
You're moving. That means you're moving around. That means you're relocating. Maybe you are...
That's it!
What?
To relocate! And that's what we want to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to relocate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So, if you move from one place to another, you're not living here anymore, you're living somewhere else, you are relocating.
And that's exactly what Chris Evans did. He relocated. He moved to New York. Or you could say, he relocated to New York. Here's another example. After Ken got a new job,He had to relocate to Paris. What a great place to work.
Yeah, not bad. Or, you know, maybe you have to, do something in different places. Like, for example, have you seen that movie, The Revenant? While they were filming, they had to relocate a few times because of the weather to keep that movie process going. Okay, friends, think of other ways to use that word. But right now, let's go on down to the last paragraph.We read, soon Evans signed with an agent and began landing parts on TV. Movie roles weren't far behind and brought him a small degree of recognition. So it wasn't far behind. Usually I think of far behind like in a distance, right? So, mm-hmm, like someone wins a race, but the second place person wasn't far behind.
Well, right now it's time for something funny, a review skit.
Really?
But seriously.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey there! Are you waiting in line for the new Captain America toy?
Of course! Everyone is!
So, where did you get that box?
I brought it here.
Oh, do you have another one that I can use?
No, sorry. Are you even a fan of Chris Evans?
Of course! And I want the new Chris Evans toy.
Well, I want him more. He is the perfect superhero.And I am his fan.
Oh, really? Did you know that Chris was average as a boy?
Yes. I told you I am his fan.
Well, I am a super fan of his.
What? No, I am a super, super fan.
Really? Can you tell me where he was born?
Yes, Boston, Massachusetts. Do you know when he was born?
Yes, 1981.Do you know his father's job?
Easy. Dentist. His mother's job?
Easy. Artistic director at a theater. Siblings?
Huh. Two sisters and one younger brother. So, who convinced Evans to pursue acting?
His older sister, Carly. When did he begin acting?
Come on. After high school. Everyone knows that. When he moved to New York. Where did he study?
Come on, the Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute. Fine, what was his breakout role?
Fantastic Four.
Hmm, I guess you are a super fan after all.
Hmm, I guess you are too. Would you like to, take turns sitting on the box?
Sure, we can take turns.
Well, right now it's time for a little bit of fun. We're going to play Test Your Teacher. And today's special guests are all the way from...
Jing O Girls High School.
That's right. Thank you so much, ladies, from Jing O Girls High School. Now, we're going to pass out some words here. Please take about 3 words each. Just take, mm-hmm, a handful of words. Very nice. And you're going to describe these words for us. Now, some of these words are from today's lesson. Some are not.And we're going to see if, Rebecca and I can guess these words. And we're going to see who can guess more words within the 1 minute time limit. Okay? So, Rebecca.
Yes?
Since I went first last month, we will have Team Rebecca go first this time. Are you ladies ready?
Yes.
Yes. They are ready and I'm ready. So, timer, are you ready?
Yep, here we go. One, two, three. Begin describing.
He appears in movies and rescues people.
Superhero.
Yes.
What? How did you know that?
You eat steak, you will use...
A knife?
A
fork.
Yes.
When you describe, like, a girl is very pretty.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, it's too fast.
A member in your family and it's a female.
A sister.
Yes.
Wait, slow down.
Oh, no, you're doing great. Keep going.
You play with your friends and eat a blah and seek.
Hide and seek. Hide.
Yes.
A tool you use to write.
A pen. Pencil.
Yes.
Okay.
And a celebrity have many fans and...
Famous.
Yes.
It's a fish and it has many sharp teeth.
Sharp teeth? Shark?
Yes.
A natural resource and it's very big and blue.
Big ocean?
Yeah.
Wait.
Finish.
Oh, they're finished. Hey,
are you saying, okay, that's
number
nine
one.
Words.
That's great. Excellent job.
Yay.
Nine words in a minute.
Okay, it's your turn.
Okay, there's the timer.
I can do the timer.
Okay, here you go. Just press start when you're ready. Are you ladies ready?
Yes.
All right, Team Gabe is going to win. You guys had 5 seconds left, by the way.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, where you go.
Set, begin.
It's in a part of my body.
Like your head?
No.
Your hand?
No.
Your foot?
No. It's in...
It's like your eyeball.
No.
Your tongue.
No.
Your mouth.
No, it's...
Hair.
No.
Is it on the outside?
Inside.
Oh, like a heart.
Yes.
It's a heart. Sweet. I'm a genius.
And if you are my husband, then I am your...
Wife.
Yeah, that's right.
When you leave your chair, you will...
When I leave my chair, I'll stand.
Yes. When I feel upset, I will...
Of cry.
No.
Sad.
Yes.
Mad. Okay, good. That's four.
It's a fruit. And if you eat the food, fruit, you will keep the doctor away.
Oh, apple a day. Apple a day.
That's good.
Something in the sky. And you will see
the sun.
At night.
The star.
Yes.
Star. Moon. Good. Six.
My teeth get hurt. I will see the...
Dentist.
Yes. Oh, look at this. Time's up.
Okay. Very good. Well... I believe we had 7 points just now.
And we have 9 points. Team Rebecca wins!
Right. Yay!
Great job, Team Rebecca. Yay. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us. And friends, we will see you all next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.